At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Go there and shop through an amazing selection of Yamaha golf carts. You can also have your Yamaha golf cart customized. You can put anything you want on that thing. You can... some people like to deck it out in something that represents them. They are Michigan's number one resource for this exact thing. You can also shop for ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, go-karts, hell, lawnmowers even. They have it all at Impact Power Sports and a fully staffed maintenance department in case anything goes south, or maybe you need something that you already have in your garage maintained. They can help with any repairs or whatnot. I'm always impressed with the mechanically inclined, because I am so not. But welcome to you. So glad you are here, as we are now getting closer to another edition of Who Are These Free Beers. We will do that on a Big Fraud Thursday when Ben Glaze and myself get together for those festivities starting on Thursday at 6 p.m. That will be show number 57 of our weekly Who Are These Free Beers shows that happen. I just heard from a nice lady in, Amarillo, Texas? I think it's where it was. She reached out to me and told me about how much she loves Who Are These Free Beers. Was a longtime fan of them, and it just kind of went south. You know, you hear about that from time to time. People just kind of like, wait, what? This is really what I'm listening to? Her name was Marcy. Marcy writes, "Hi, Eric. Nikki in Maine and I think you need to do more Who Are These Free Beers. They are amazing, even though it's hell to listen to their show." I wrote back and I said, I wish I could do it 5 times a week. It could easily be done with the amount of material. She asks, "What would help? Can I send you recordings or something?" And I said, "No, my dear, I appreciate that so much. Maybe when I get rich, LOL. Honestly, it's all about time." She adds, "I think it would make you depressed, LOL, because the show sucks so much now. So scheduled, so scripted." And I wrote, "Are you a recent convert? Like, had you listened to them up until recently?" She says, "I listened when y'all were in Amarillo, Texas." And I wrote, "Oh, no shit. That's fantastic. How are things in Texas?" She says, "Well," and then she still elaborated on what she, about that show. She says, "Then you got let go. Then stupid Justin joined. Then the whole Joe shit show." And I was like, "Wow, this is a dumpster fire that keeps burning, LOL." She says, "Texas is a Trump shit show. They don't understand why freedoms are being lost, but they voted for it." She adds, "I'll be honest, I believe what they said about you then. And then once Freeber got divorced from Amanda and started talking passive-aggressive shit about her, I was like, this sounds familiar. Then I started listening to your show, and I talked to my good friend Nikki, and she said you apologized to her, and I was like, oh, I appreciate Zane for that. Then she described Greg as a fucking dick, and I wrote, Nikki in Maine? I love her. Yes, we met in Grand Rapids for their live show, and they treated her like crap. Now, I hadn't heard this, but I'm pretty sure that Nikki came all the way from Maine, and this chick went all the way from Amarillo to Michigan, and they met up to go see the boys, and I guess things went poorly. That's remarkable. I would have to know more about that. Honestly, that surprises me. That actually doesn't sound like them. They're actually pretty good to their audience. So I'm a little shocked by that. Perhaps it was an understanding. I don't know. I mean, I'm not one to give them benefit of the doubt. I wrote, oh, man, salt of the earth, that lady. She's super great. Marcy says she's one of the best people I've ever met. I was so happy you apologized to her. I wrote, she indicated that they treated her poorly. I wonder what was up with that. She said it's because she's not famous or won't bring them any clout. Yeah, that doesn't sound right. It doesn't add up in my brain. I talked a little bit about what Nikki and I were fighting about, which frankly, I don't even recall what, I know I was mean to her online. I said, yeah, I got pissed about something that was stupid. Life too short for that nonsense. She says, I'm glad you guys fixed it. Anyway. I see Man Bun Chris is here. He says, brick by brick. That's how we do it here. Rebecca says, hey, Ben Glaze. Ben says, I'll be at Berlin with my lovely wife, so that'll be fun. Ben Glaze, his lovely better half, Pooh Bear, me, Sarah Rookruck Roosh, and you. Go to BerlinRaceway.com and get tickets for $14 up until 11:59 p.m. on Friday. Amy says, I hope I didn't miss the segment about the Free Beer Cry Fest update. No, it's coming up in seconds. And Rebecca suggests that Ben Glaze and his lovely better half come to the pinball orgy June 20th at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. Our night starts at about 8 p.m. at the Corner Bar in Rockford. We eat like kings. Then we stumble over down the street to Pinball Land, and we play pinball. That is June 20th. Thank you to Alan M. He reached out to me with a tip about our old pal Freebeer. Did you listen, watch the virtual live at night that our heroes did? Greg brought up, he went down the road again about when he is not there, about the rest of the crew seeming like they're having fun, and he doesn't like that. And they went into a full discussion about it. He also adds, I am 100% convinced they are getting fake phone calls during the advice segments. They are way too well-spoken and put together, and now there was one on yesterday's show where the guy was telling the story about getting custody of his kids. He was going on and then got super silent because he lost his spot on the script, no doubt. Well, I don't know. But yeah, we have chronicled this exact moment before. And I will tell you from a spot that Ben cannot make pinball. He's at a comedy show. From where I was, which was in that room, if Greg wasn't there, we were all happy. Nobody likes Greg. That, at least when I was there. They might love him now, but when I was there, we were so excited that Greg wasn't there because it meant we could relax. Okay. Greg shells, which I didn't come up with that term. Anthony came up with that one, talking about working with his own Greg Opie, walking on Greg shells. We had to walk on Greg shells when Greg was there. And if Greg's not there, oh, God, the stress is gone. Oh, he's such a dick. So, yes, that's true. I always loved it. And I know Hot Wings, Steve, and Joe loved it, too. We're like, oh, thank God, this guy. We had long discussions about how much of an asshole he was. So, every so often, when Greg isn't there, the same thing happens. Everybody's in a great mood. Everybody's having a great time. And then inevitably, someone will notice because it's so goddamn obvious and will write into the show. And so then it always comes out on the air. And Ben and I have touched on this before, that Greg, this exact moment has happened that we've reviewed on Who Are These Freebeers. And this is yet another example of that. So I'm going to share it with you right now to get us warmed up for Who Are These Freebeers. Now, I've done a lot of blue balling on you this week. And at first, I wasn't even going to play this. I was just going to use it to tease Who Are These Freebeers and say, you won the rest. You got to sign up on Patreon. And I might do that. I might play just part of it. I need to see how you react in the chat to what I'm about to drop. But this is fucking embarrassing. All right. Let's see here. Where the fuck is it? Aha. Here's the gang. I've got video. This happened just the other day.
Okay, question. Real, but you don't have to answer it real, or you can. I don't care. So every time I'm not on...
By the way, let's back up. Answer it real or don't answer it real, I don't care. That's a lie. First of all, to even put that in front of them, you can lie to my face. I don't care. Just ask the question. And you do care. You want the truth.
Okay, question. Real, but you don't have to answer it real, or you can. I don't care. So every time I'm not on and you guys do the show, we get a text or an email, something along the lines of, it just feels like they can let loose and have so much more fun when he's not there. Do any of you, and I'm asking seriously, feel like I am a wet blanket on fun?
Okay. I don't know how many times they've told this drip to his fucking face. No, you are not a wet blanket. They keep lying to him 100% of the time and say, no, that's bullshit. You're great. You're awesome. And then they have to give him accolades and stroke his ego. This has happened numerous times. If you were to just to go back and listen to, I'm not sure what episode it was that Ben and I covered this exact thing, but he does that. He's like, so do you guys have more fun without me? Just because some idiot who's probably trolling you sends you something, you skip all the nice things people are saying about the show, and you focus on that one. And I do that too, okay? But for him to spring it on these people with, they have no way to recover from that. I mean, you really, do it off the air if you have to. My God. What a little bitch. Oh. Tophus says he looks like a petulant child. David says stupid statement. Tophus says, because they can. Amy says, Jesus fucking Christ, didn't he do this last time he was gone and they seemingly had fun? Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. This is horrible. I don't think he remembers that he did the same goddamn thing. Same question. Hey, guys,
It seems like you have fun when I'm not here. Do you guys think I'm bad? Do you think I'm no fun?
Ugh. How gross is this? Tophus says, yes, you are a wet blanket, you cunt. Scott says, wow, put us on the spot. What a douche. Megan says, if you have to ask, you are a wet blanket. Tophus, what a fragile little asshole. Clown of Carnage says, just the dick way he asks it is just awful. Man Bun Chris says, no, babe. We love the segment, What Goes on the Fridge. He adds, we should all text next time he's off. Tova says, this work environment has to be awful. Megan says, I bet he makes his kids tell him that he's a cool dad, too.
You have fun when I'm not here. So sorry, I'm a wet blanket.
Oh, my God. Now, I want to ask the audience in the chat who are with me live on Twitch. Do you want the rest of this clip now? Or do you want me to save it for Patreon when we do Who Are These Free Beers tonight? I'm sorry, Thursday night at 6 p.m. I said tonight because I'm normally not this prepared in advance, but I am this week. Let's watch that first part again.
Okay, question. Real, but you don't have to answer it real. Or you can. I don't care.
I love that setup. That yeah, you don't have to answer this real. I don't care. Come on. You're asking it. You care, dick.
So every time I'm not on and you guys do the show, we get a text or an email, something along the lines of, it just feels like they can let loose and have so much more fun when he's not there. Do any of you, and I'm asking seriously, feel like I am a wet blanket on fun?
To think that they would answer honestly. To think he's doing this, he knows they're going to answer no, you are not a wet blanket on fun. Yet he's still throwing it out there, making them respond as if one of them at that point is going to go, yeah, I was really glad you brought this up. Here we are live doing the show, and you really are a wet blanket on fun. I mean, that would be a relationship-ending answer. That's what he is asking them to say. So they are lying to his face, and of course... But he doesn't know that because he's just looking for someone to stroke his ego. This is all he wants here, is someone to reaffirm that he's whatever, not a wet blanket on fun. Again, as if one of them is going to go, yeah, I was just about to mention this to you. Yeah, man, you're not a lot of fun. I mean, nobody in their right mind would dare say that. God, that's what Scott says. What the fuck does he expect? Clown of Carnage says, you can hear everyone's asshole clinch. Megan says, look at his crossed arms. So, I don't know what that means. Amy says, good catch. Body language tells it all. So, if your arms are crossed, what is that to indicate? Is that kind of like I've got a defensive posture or something like that? I've never heard of this. I mean, I don't know shit about anything. Badger says at least his hair looks good today. He has a hat on. Chris says that is a protective gesture. Megan says it means you're defensive or closed to conversations. Protective. Corey says it means you're feeling defensive. Scott says very defensive. Tophus gives out their phone number to call the show to bust his balls. He's not on right now. God. All right. Kuiper says, play it now. Scott says, play it now. All right, let's get to the rest of this great clip. I'm going to back it up 5 seconds.
And I'm asking, seriously, feel like I am a wet blanket on fun when I'm here? Because I don't think that's it. I think you just get more time because I'm not running my trap the whole fucking time. Yeah.
Okay, so he gave them their answer. I don't think that's it.
I think you just get more time because I'm not running my trap the whole fucking time. Yeah.
And by the way, Kelly jumps in right away. The last time we did this same exact thing that happened, she's the one to like really bolster him. Really. She's always the first one out of the gate. He can't even finish what he's saying before she's, oh, no. You're great. You're awesome. I love you. You're so good at this. You're so good at that.
Time, because I'm not running my trap the whole fucking time.
Yeah, which is also a really fucking stupid take. Obviously, we all get more time. There's one less person in the room.
Okay, that's not what he's saying, though. It's not about time, plastic face. It's about having a good time, laughing, enjoying yourselves. Okay? Now, go do some fucking Botox and try again.
Like, obviously, we all get more time. There's one less person in the room, you know? And if that was somebody's genuine take, like, yeah, they all get to talk more and they just didn't realize like what you're...
Okay, so she's missed the point. Greg's already said you have more fun and she thinks he's talking. She's stupid.
Saying is so fucking obvious to those of us who are here in
the
room.
But they're saying it in a good way.
Right, if they're saying it in a good way, then that...
Okay, this is important. They were saying it in a good way. Okay, well, then why is this coming up? And then she says something that bums them out.
So fucking obvious to those of us who are here in the room.
But they're saying it in a good way.
Right, if they're saying it in a good way.
They were like, I liked hearing more of everybody else.
Yeah, and I actually really liked it too because we talked off air.
That hurt.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I liked it too, and he says, well, that hurt.
Good way.
Then they were like, I liked hearing more of everybody else.
Yeah. And I actually really liked it too because we talked off air.
That hurt.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Kidding.
Yeah.
Who in the room in the chat believes he was kidding? And of course he said, I'm just kidding. Ah. Wow. Fucking A. Man Bun Chris says, man, he would love for them to just gush on and on. No, we love you, Free Bear. Free Beer. Gosh, this is gross. Megan says, not kidding. He's never kidding. He was, in fact, not kidding. Nope, he meant it. Nope. Alan says, Kelly looks like a man. Well, I wouldn't go that far. Wow. Tofa says she's a fucking enabler, gets paid drastically less than the other two hosts, and she's still enabling this turd. Shoo! What? That's going to have to result in, a couple more months of therapy. That's what he should do. He should break this shit down with his therapist that he talks about every other hour. God damn. Tofus is really locked in. He says, I'm going to send texts every day. You're going to get blocked. Okay, that's what's going to happen. I don't want you to waste your time. What a weird bunch, and why is her face so shiny? I couldn't tell you. Man Bun Chris says, speaking of what we'd like to chat to you about, our sponsor, BetterHelp, Sniffle. They do a good job of seeming like they're not dysfunctional, but I really think they are. Alan says, I really want to manufacture a fake advice call. Texting is the easy way out. If you text them, you, in my opinion, will kind of be, you'll just get blocked. You're just wasting your energy. If you want to do anything that's really fun, create a scenario that kind of somehow in a roundabout way ties into this. Hey, I got a guy at my workplace who, and then paint a similar scenario with different chess pieces in your quote-unquote own world. And so that they're like, wait a minute, they have to think, is this, are they talking about us? Or is there, are they doing something? You know what I mean? Megan says chat GPT. Is it GPT or GTP can do this? And if you, what you could do is you could call, because they're supposed to be doing this segment. I think on Tuesdays they do like fake advice. You could call in then. You could call in the very first segment of the show and just say, hey, I love the show. I need advice. And then give your scenario to the call screener. And then they'll put you through. And then we'll be able to laugh because it's you. And we'll have our own little gag going. I'm putting you guys on the case. Man Bun Chris says, yeah, like we did with Meathead. Yeah, that was good. Which, by the way, June 15th, that's a Sunday. It's the annual tradition. The travel to the east side to hang out with Dad and the shish kebab, the Armenian Slaughter the Turks shish kebab extravaganza. My God, that's right. Steak, chicken, and shrimp. Not to mention EZ's Slaughter the Turks risotto with a veggie side of asparagus. I have one more clip that I'd like to preview for what's coming up tomorrow on Who Are These Freebeers. And I should point out this. Even if you hate me and you think it's horrible that I do this show, you cannot deny the fact that this is interesting. Okay? So I am encouraging the hate listen. And this is what you do, haters. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and you get it for free for 7 days. Here's how you do it. patreon.com/Eric Zane. And you click on tier two. Well, there's two tiers. Tier one is all audio, but who cares about that when you can get all audio, all video, live, and first crack at new material. It doesn't matter. I'm giving it to you for free. You sign up for 7 days free. You do need a payment form when you sign up, but you will not be charged. And then to ensure that you won't be charged, cancel. Oh, sorry to see you go. You still get your 7 days free. Easy. Why would you do that? Well, because I don't want someone inadvertently charged. I don't want to get your money because you forgot to cancel it. I want to get your money because you like what I'm doing. Anyway, if after the 7 days you're like, yeah, I'm going to keep listening. Just enable your card. Go into your profile and enable your card, and I'll charge you once per month. There you go. Clown of Carnage says, I was only going to do the 7 days, but damn, you've been on fire, so I'm keeping the sub. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you. I appreciate that. Chris says, or Tophus says, I just plugged the scenario into ChatGPT. I will post it onto Reddit.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast for Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition. New episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. I don't see it yet. It's probably not there. You mean my Reddit or their Reddit? Probably mine, I'm guessing. All right. This is the clip that I wanted to share that also from the live show. That was free beer after the live show on Monday of this week. On their, they do a night show for like an hour. And it's the same thing as any other show, except they swear and Greg cries that nobody likes him. This is, I would argue that they did sound like they were having a hell of a lot more fun on the show. And I have lots of clips to prove that. Ben pulled clips from that show as well, which was last Friday. This clip that I have here is the start of their live show, Cape Cod, Massachusetts. No free beer. Hot Wings leading the show and off to a hot start as he forgets that he's on the radio. Clip one.
Good morning, Cape Cod!
Hey!
Look at that backdrop. We got the ocean behind us. It's the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
Yeah, that's right. It's never good on a radio show when the first thing you do is tell people to, quote, look at the ocean.
Hey!
Look at that backdrop. We got the ocean behind us. It's the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
You know you might have amateur hour, which don't sound like you're having too much fun. Look at that backdrop. We've got the ocean behind us.
Look at that backdrop. We've got the ocean behind us.
Okay. I wonder if after this happened,
Hey! That
they all got texts that said, are you having more fun? It sounds like you're having more fun without me than you are with me. Could you maybe make it sound like you're not having as much fun? Because my feelings are hurt.
Good morning, Cape Cod!
Hey!
Please stop having fun. I don't like that. I'm going to cross my arms and look sad. And you guys, can you guys all tell me how great I am? Because it sounds like you're having fun. Can you help me out, please? Fucking idiot. All right. That's tomorrow, 6 p.m. Big Fraud Thursday with Ben Glaze and your old pal EZ. The wedding is 2 days and, I don't know, about 9 hours from happening. The latest celebrity wedding. DS case, Madison DS case, and Ash. Bob writes, I can give him the benefit of the doubt with it being a live show and there is an audience. So Bob's giving Hot Wings a pass on that. Hey, look at the ocean. Yeah, I know. I was with Madison yesterday, and we were working hard on the name board, which requires me with tweezers grabbing little letters and writing out the names of the guests on the taking the stickers and putting them on the name board so that our guests can see where they sit with their friendship bracelets on each of the pegs that accompany the table assignment. Madison and I, never before has it been clear that it's a young person's game because I write table four and then I've got four names to, I grab the little stickers with tweezers and put it on there. I talked about this with you yesterday and I'm helping her and I was able to get two tables done and I had to stop because I was in pain. Being seated and I can't get comfortable. My hips hurt. My knees hurt. My ankles hurt. Everything hurts. And then I did two tables, and she did five. She's remarkably fast. And she started on one side of the board, and I started on the other, the same row. So four of her tables were done and two of mine were done. Her other one was on the above row. But the four she did are straight line and mine are skewed. And you can tell it looks like shit. And I think because she took a step back and you could kind of see it, you know, and she's like, oh, okay, all right. And I'm thinking, oh, she hates it. Mine looks like shit. Looks like a ransom note. I was informed that Ash, my future son-in-law, because I said to Madison, I go, so what are you going to do about your last name? She goes, I'm keeping my last name. I go, oh, okay. You hear about that. And I guess Ash, according to what Madison told me, that Ash is going to take Zaytunian. They are, there is nothing conventional in this arrangement. This is as different as it gets. And I'm all about it. You know, the only thing that has remained traditional is that I have to pay for everything. You know, the old husband of the bride. I'm sorry, father of the bride. Ugh, that's weird. Father of the bride pays for everything, which I brought that up with JC at the radio station on Q100. And he was asking me if I wanted this, or we were talking about something. I said, yeah, I'm kind of on a budget right now. I'm paying for this wedding. And as Sarah Rukruk Roosh says, Brad took my last name. That's awesome. Well, what was his last name? Like Hitler or something? How come that happened? So he is Brad Rukruk Roosh, the sex machine. I know he keeps you satisfied with your insatiable sexual appetite. Stevie says, I didn't change my name. Yeah, that you're seeing that more and more. Megan says, I tried to get Brian to take my last name. No go. Pooh Bear, if she ever suggested that I become a ward, I would say no. And she'd say, why? And I said, because I don't have a tattoo on my face that says dumb fuck. And she's like, what? Well, I go, well, not you. I go, you're the outlier. I said, I've met these hillbillies. Okay. That would fuck everything. They'd probably murder me. These hicks. JC says, you're paying for everything for a wedding? You have to pay for it? I go, well, you know, I mean, it's one of the things I planned for. At college education and wedding for the girls. Nobody does it like that now. You gotta share the cost. Like, eh, whatever. Why don't you stay in your lane? I don't tell you what to do. You know what? Tell me what to do. Man Bun Chris says, Mr. Pop Pop with a Freudian slip. Which one? What did I say? When I said husband of the bride? Is that what you're referring to? All right, so Sarah's husband, Brad, would be a Holzlander. Isn't that a name that I see at Berlin from time to time? Berlin Raceway? More about Berlin last night. Thank you for sending me that piece of footage, Sarah. I'll get to that in a second. So I was like, well, that's cool. The world could use more Zaytunians. Which, by the way, if you get a second, I've talked about this before. Look up the Zaytun uprising. The Armenians of Zaytun are the Zaytunians. And back in the late 1800s, the Zaytun Uprising occurred. You got 5,000 Armenians in an area of Turkey, Armenia. I'm not sure. I think it was Armenia that later became Turkey. It's definitely now part of Turkey. But Armenians and Turks, they like hate each other, you know? So this is all kind of time frame of in or around Armenian genocide. Well, anyway, the Zaytunians of Zaytun are 5,000 strong, and they're surrounded by 30,000 Ottoman Empire military on horseback with cannons, and about 60,000 Muslims that are with them to offer support for what will be a massacre. Well, if you ever saw that movie 300, which is based on legend, this is that. Because when that uprising ended, 2,000 Armenians of the 5,000 to 6,000 were dead. And like 45,000 of the opposition were dead. Somehow, the Zaytunians managed to kick everybody's ass. There aren't many Zaytunians left in the world, but that's where that comes from, because it's not like they're known as the Zaytunians anymore. That's an old thing. That's your easy Armenian history lesson. And there were two Zaytun uprisings that took place. I think we lost the second one, because there wasn't a third. All right. Thank you if you're watching the show on Facebook and on YouTube, but I'm going to kick you out and send you on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You can watch for free. Again, I have two platforms, Twitch and Patreon, two different shows every day. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live for Eric Zane Live for all the free material. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for Patreon material. Sign up for 7 days free. Audio everywhere. When this show is done, what I'm saying here becomes the free audio podcast. Two acts, separated and ready to go. If you want to email me, you can send an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. To say hello. Maybe you've got a tip for who are these free beers. Maybe you're a recent convert. Maybe you hate my guts and want to bust my balls and say something rude. That's totally fine. I don't care. I'm not going to sit here with my arms crossed and cry like a bitch and demand for somebody to give me compliments. No. None of that. Men don't do that. That's a beta male thing. As well, if you want to inquire about marketing on my show, I just added a new partner the other day that isn't official yet, but I'll be telling you about why in West Michigan you need to consider becoming a foster family. How about that? And if you have an inquiry about the show, by all means, reach out, eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Okay. They're all gone. Now it's us. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. I'll be there today at Northland Drive getting my haircut if you happen to be in the area and you're getting a haircut. You've got three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. In Wyoming, there's a King's Room Barbershop, hopefully near you. Haircuts are $19. Great place for dudes and chicks who like short hair to get their hair cut. Schedules, hours of operation at kingsroom.net. Megan says, Werner Roofing is coming to my house today. Yeah, so... That's not confirmed that they are your person, right? They're just giving you an estimate. I just heard from Rodney, who writes, EZ, Werner Roofing. I don't think they are a sponsor any longer, but I wanted to let you know I did sign up with Werner Roofing for a new roof. There is the return on investment on your advertising dollars. Okay, if Megan and Brian sign up, and then Rodney, that would be two people that got new roofs because of the podcast. I would then have to take that and head on over to visit with my friends at Werner again, saying, hey, it's a little bit of a delayed fuse, but these people are getting roofs because of me. So, which is what I tell people all the time. There's one thing that will happen if you do not market. I came up with this myself. There is one thing that will happen if you do not market. And you know what will happen? Nothing. So now they haven't been marketing for however long it is. So if anybody listened from the time they stopped to now, that message hasn't been said. You need to constantly be giving the message out. It quite often comes back in waves with a delayed fuse on that. But when you delay the fuse like that, now it's still delayed where nobody's going to call because I haven't been talking about it. Stands to reason. That's why you need to keep feeding the machine. That's how marketing works. This is very basic. Anybody who markets on my show and says, hey, I spent X amount of dollars and I didn't get all of that back right away, that's foolish. It's a process. Man Bun Chris says, it's when the ad read hits the ears of someone with a need, which is how I said it before, but it's a little simpler. It's when the message meets the need. You got to have both those things. Message, need, boom. Message, no need, and it's barely hitting your ears. But suddenly, if you need a roof, and then right at about the time you're thinking, oh my God, I need a roof, you hear me say, hey, how about Werner Roofing? Fuck yeah! Okay, there you go. I get it now. Which, by the way, I just heard from another audience member with some support, and I love it when people do this. Kyle Tomei writes, yo, EZ. Subject line, Frank Fuss. Just thought I'd let you know that I engaged Frank Fuss today to see if he could help me price out my health insurance. I just started a new gig at the end of April and was eligible for the company group health, dental, and vision benefits on 6/1. The plan seemed pricey to me, so I took screenshots and ran it by Frank and his associate Isaac. They read my emails and called me back the same day. That's good. Frank used to not do that, and then I'd bust his balls. Awesome service. We eventually connected on my commute home and were able to determine the best path to me and my family. Great sponsor. So Badger says, Joe Martinez fuse. Yeah, Joe Martinez, he owns a company that is no longer providing the message. So if the person has the need, the message won't be heard. It's just every day. It's further in the rearview mirror. Okay? That's what dumb Mexicans do. Now, I know he's in the audience right now. I can see him there. David says, I need an estate plan. Can you get a sponsor for that? Well, I know of one. But I don't mention it anymore. So you're going to have to find that out on your own. If you remember which one I had, then great. No, people have to pay for that shit. If you need an HVAC service, you either have a memory of one that used to advertise on the show, or you're lost. Or if Fuckface would spend the very modest price it is to market on my show, he wouldn't have this goddamn problem. I'm just busting your balls. It's fine. Watch. He'll end up marketing like with the hockey team or some bullshit like that. The fuck? All right. What was I going to say? I don't think I was done talking about. Oh, it was the email from Kyle Tome. If your health insurance, like let's say through your work, and you wanted to get your health insurance, and the cost of your premium that you pay is 9.75% or higher than what you earn, through healthcare.gov, you can get a healthcare.gov policy, which will save you money, and you get a lot more choices to get that policy. So let me run that by you again. If you pay for your health insurance and the cost of it is more than 9.75% of what you earn, you need to have Frank take a look at this for you on your behalf. Do what Kyle Tome did there and run it by him. Say, hey, Easy, send me, what's this about 9.75% and I can pay less? If huh? That's all you need to say. He'll know. Or email me and I'll introduce you to that lummox myself. All right. Man Bun Chris says, I need someone who can fix my guns and stuff. Do you know anyone for that? Cole says, do you have a dumpster company? Yeah, for now. Dumpaholics. Nice trade agreement with them. David said, I had tried that old sponsor. They bailed on me halfway into the process. Who? What are you talking about? I'm lost. Give me some context. Now that I need to hear about. Okay, I am really ADHD-ing here. I am ticking big time. Feels like a Friday. Let's see, I mentioned Frank. If you want to reach out to Frank, you go to buyinsurancehere.com. TC Paintball, Rick is all excited because we had plenty of people there for our latest paintball event, 21 people, thanks to the Honduran. And thanks to the tarantula farmer, Mitch, who drove 2 hours with a gang of people. Thanks to the Kuipers brothers, despite Matt being an annoying fuck. So there you go, TC Paintball. If you want to schedule your own paintball event, outdoor, indoor, the village, the airball field, you can. Schedule a paintball event by going to tcpaintballgr.com. By the way, on the indoor airball field, the turf there is especially jizzy. There's so much paint on the indoor turf that it just feels like you're running on a giant jizz-soaked sponge, is what it seems like. It's great. I love it. Makes me want to run around with my mouth open. Book an event at TC Paintball. I know Rick has a ton of extra field turf because I got it for him free, and I think he needs to lay it down and burn the jizz turf. What in the world do you do with jizz turf when you roll it up to get rid of it? I would just light it on fire in the parking lot. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. for more great deals happening now. Save big money.